take you to me.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby.
Get set.
Yes, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes. What's up? We're back. We're back. And today, man, if you've seen, if you're in traffic now, sorry. If you're in traffic and you don't even know that it's the petrol queue that is causing it, sorry. If you are trying to get in to buy fuel, say, let me just drive in and drive out, and you've not even driven in 3 hours, sorry. Yes. If you are still trying to contemplate, should I go home or still continue this journey? Sorry. The answer, PVC. Good morning and welcome to the show this morning.
I was really waiting.
I hear it's really tough out there. It was tough,
guys,
for us.
Some people have to swim their way out to work.
It's really
tough
today.
And wherever they're going to. So it's a tough day, Lagos. So strap up.
Yeah.
Yes.
And there's one good thing you need to just 99.3 Nigeria Info. Yeah. We're sure to make sure your morning
goes better than it should have been.
All right. Welcome to the show this lovely morning. My name is Stretch, and she is Marianne Okon, and she's right here this beautiful morning with me. She didn't go through H-E-L-L to get
no,
to
No, I
today.
Didn't.
Yeah.
I kind of... So when I was walking out this morning, I saw the clouds just started gathering.
Nightfall came.
No, I just, exactly.
Yeah, in the daytime.
Like at 6:50-ish. Mm-hmm. So I knew that it was going to happen today. So I jumped into the closest car I saw.
And she's
headed
there.
Up here. So, but I've seen a lot of people coming to work in the rain, and I've seen people,
drenched.
You know,
oh,
looking for transportation to get to where they're going to. Look, we love you. Our hearts are with you, but there's nothing we can't do.
Mm.
If I had a chopper, I would, you know, just be picking people up and dropping them
off. Actually something. This is what we can do to make it easier a bit, right? Keep a smile.
Do you have
face?
Money to buy a helicopter? Helicopter.
I mean, like, just to tell them to take it easy. A few words on the radio and they keep it.
But seriously, we're going to keep you company from now till 12 o'clock once again. Welcome to What's Up Lagos. From now till 12 o'clock, we make sure that these 2 hours are fun, exciting and entertaining. But you know what it is now? It's the number one nation's talk radio station. So we're going to be talking, but it's not just talk shop. It's great conversations.
Yeah.
So good morning.
Morning to you. And we start this morning, like every other morning, with a part of the show we call
Sound Off.
Sound Off. Coming up.
Yes, this is Sound Off.
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Tobi Amusu has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous. A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Mbaduba, has been arraigned before an Ogba magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off.
Issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Give it.
All right, and this is Sound Off. For those of you that do not know, the National Union of Road Transport Workers was founded in 1978. Yes, by independent trade unions. They were set up to serve the interests of transport workers in road transportation sector. And listen to this part. They were set up to do this by calling for collective obtaining. I think that word shouldn't have been there. And pushing.
It means many things.
Yeah. And pushing for social stability for all workers in the transport sector. It was formed by a merger of 14 unions nationwide. So it's not a Lagos thing, it's a Nigeria thing. And it's also affiliated to the Nigeria Labour Congress. The National Union of Road Transport Workers in 1988 had about 30,000 members. And by 2005, the number has soared to 96,000. I'm sure now it's way beyond 100,000. But that is where we just want to stop this and ask, what is the function? How useful is National Union of Road Transport Workers to us, the citizens. Sometimes when there's a scarcity, you find out that people come out, they are always on the road, and you find people, the price of this thing, from here to here used to be on 150, now it's 250. Nobody asks questions, and that's how much we pay. And we know that as transportation costs goes up, it rarely ever does come down. The kekes have those who are on their cases with their uniforms and their tickets. The bikes, when they were there, places they are, have those that are there with their uniforms and their tickets. The koropes have theirs. The bus drivers have theirs. And at the end of the day, who pays for all this? We, you and I. Because when a bus driver tells you he pays 1,000 naira at every stop, he will not take that money. He has to take money home. So I'm asking, if National Union of Road Transport Workers are set up to take care of bus drivers, why will you extra tax them to send it down to us? I know many people are paying times 5, times 10 of what they're supposed to pay today just because it rained. Many people will pay far more tomorrow and the day after because the agbiros, or so they are called, are on the roads doing what they are not supposed
taxing,
to be doing.
Taxing you.
Nobody is checking anything. National Union of Road Transport Workers want to ask this morning, are you a blessing or otherwise to the people? What's your source of fund? Where are you supposed to get money from? Are you regulated? Is it this bad in every city in Nigeria? I see many places. I've been to Abuja. I've been to Abak Lake. I've been to different towns. And I've seen that there are activities, but not as it is in Lagos here. Just one drop of rain, the transport fare soars. Every bus stop, every other stop, someone comes with a uniform and tickets printed. And nobody's saying anything about it. If you calculate the amount of money that these guys make a day, the budget is joking. So I'm asking, are you a blessing or a curse to the people of Lagos and Nigerians at large?
I think that I just wanted to say one thing actually on today's Sound Off, but then I'm wondering to myself, do these people realize, these bus drivers, these koropay drivers, these keke napep drivers, mm-hmm. And in some places, Okada riders.
Yeah, where they still exist.
Do they realize that they're humans? They also have to make ends meet. Whatever it might be that the agenda of the road transport workers are for continuously taking monies unnecessarily from... I'm not saying don't tax them. But when it becomes unbearable, how do you think these guys will cope? Who do you think the problem will come to? It's us now. They leave it at our doorsteps. Us. And we don't have a choice because, you see, I had to get to work today. I might not have taken, you know, a bus or whatever. But then there are people who have to. That's the only option they have to get to work. And if they don't get to work, they don't get paid. So do you see it? It's a vicious cycle. We're destroying ourselves. Whatever we're doing is coming back to us one way or the other. You're the guy who's taking the money and feeling pompous,
yeah,
or feeling good with yourself. Mm-hmm. It will knock on your door soon. I always say that when the rain falls, it falls on
every man's
single roof.
House.
But again, I want to query the obtaining part.
Obtaining.
In the duties, mm-hmm, of the NURTW, why are you obtaining? You understand me? Why are you obtaining? Is obtaining your work? How have you helped the Transport Workers Association, especially here in Lagos? Have you helped them, or are you reducing their capabilities or their growth process? Are you making them really stressed out so much that they feel like they should have done something else with their lives as opposed to driving these buses? Let's think about these things, because you see, we're all asking for a good Nigeria, a good country, a great nation. It starts with you. It starts with me.
Even if you're an MC, we're talking to you too.
And that sounds.
Do you?
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
All right, it's What's Up Lagos. It's 10:24 on the clock. It's time for us to get to the topic, the very first one, before we the musing topic, musing or sort of, to before we get to the deeper things of today. Well, I want to send a big birthday shout out to a friend and a brother, Olabi Akonibobo.
Yeah?
whatever. What is their business?
Is that his name?
No, his name is Awolabi. But you can call him Buzz.
And then Awolabi what?
No, just call him Buzz.
Awolabi.
No, call him Buzz.
Awolabi. Happy birthday, Awolabi.
But he's one of the youngest, one of the most entrepreneurial human beings I've seen in my life.
How young is he?
What? How young?
And is it a question?
Yeah, like, how young is
how
he?
How young is he?
Very young.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, well, obey. Well, okay, let me serious. Stop
he runs,
it.
He runs Circa Lagos. Happy birthday to yourself.
I'm coming.
You are?
I will be a production. I'm coming to Circa. Anyway.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy
bro.
Birthday.
See you later. We'll do some Okoloko, do some Bombay's. If you know, you know. All right. This
I'm never going to forget
able to,
this.
You'll be able to mention it soon.
Let's talk about today's musings before we go for a quick break. Yes. So we're going to be talking about where to draw the line when you're helping people, when you're trying to help a friend, and when you also have overstepped your bounds as a friend who's trying to help a friend. I'll read you a story, guys. And you know how they say in Pidgin, how nasiam.
Yeah.
How in ASEAN.
Yeah.
So there's a friend. This is a guy who put it out. He said, there's a friend who always reaches out to me for small financial help. Okay. You know what? I have 12 seconds. So we're going to go for a quick break. When we come back, we'll look into that story. Stay with us.
Let them come and kill me. I can never take it.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Thank you. All right, 10:42, as we were saying.
Yes. You know when you want to give gossip? My dear.
I don't know when you want to give gossip.
Yeah, but you like to listen
men
to
men discuss, women gossip.
Oh, all the best. Anyway, it's a What's Up Lagos, and we are talking about where to draw the line when you're helping. So let me give you this guy's story. He said, there's a friend who always reaches out to me for small financial helps.
Mm-hmm.
2K, 3K, 5K urgent. Regularly.
Urgently.
It became a thing and inconvenient for me after countless times that mm-hmm. I had sent him money.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked him if his driver's license was up to date. He said no. I said, okay, I will send you money to go and renew it.
Okay.
If it will be convenient for you to help me do some pickups and delivery to my customers. For example, Oshobo to Ibadan, I will pay any driver between about 7 to 8K just for a trip. Oshobo to Lagos, I pay 15K, and you're not buying fuel or incurring any expenses just to drive the car. I give you my car to deliver Oshobo to Ilesha, Ondo, Akure, Ekiti, and I pay 10,000. So I told my guy. He's based in Ibadan. And the truth is, I always have cars to pick up and deliver. He will always be busy, and I saw it as a way to assist him.
Okay.
And he said, it's somehow for him to work for me or work under me.
He say?
Mm-hmm.
But to collect money is easy.
So he now said, one John, not be so, he's supposed to be. If you no one help me or assist me again, talk what kind of flipper be this? The guy said, well, I really felt bad. But again, I felt like I was trying to help. I didn't mean any disrespect to him in any way. But I had made up my mind to stop picking his calls because I don't know if I'd gone overboard. But I don't like to, you know, he says, I would rather like to give myself respect and peace of mind and stay on my lane.
Mm-hmm.
Normal. If you pick up a car from Lagos for me and bring to Oshobo, that's 15K.
Mm-hmm.
If I finish work, you help me deliver another for 15K. I don't think that's too much or too small for someone hustling in this present economic situation of the mm-hmm. country. He ends by saying, there are other deliveries to other places that will keep him busy. But he said, no vex, so say I did rant. I just say, make I pour out my mind. I just feel we can still be friends and work for each other.
Wow. So this friend would rather ask for money.
Urgent 2K,
dash me
urgent
5K. I beg, Baba, he hard. You think
not like
rough.
You're lending, oh,
no.
Dash me.
You rough now, I beg. Instead of doing something and earning some money. So his problem was ego. I'll be working for you.
Or under you.
Or under you. So that won't work. But I can collect money you made and not feel bad about that.
But so the people who are making a case for the guy saying, well, you know, somehow for your own guy who has a certificate, the same kind of certificate you had from uni, it's just because the situation is bad. So how can he be working under you? Somehow it seems disrespectful.
Are
again, maybe
kidding?
He's even older than you. I would even offer him that kind of
wow.
work.
So poverty is the most disrespectful thing ever.
That's you, darling.
No, it's worldwide. If you're poor, if you are poor and proud, your problems are plenty. So if you are poor, then inside that poverty, you are proud inside it. You are near death. The next thing is death for you. So if poverty doesn't humble you, I don't know what will.
But Stretch, would you work under somebody who you see as your equal, or somebody you even think is beneath you?
Okay.
But because he has money, he's telling you, come and drive this car for me and drop this thing or deliver. And you think that the job is beneath you. Why would you take it?
I'm probably the wrongest person to ask.
But do you think that your friend, because you work for him, there would be room for disrespect?
No, that's what I'm trying to say. I'm probably the wrongest person to ask this question because my principles in life are different.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm working for the money, I respect the seat, not the person.
Not the person.
I respect the seat. If you are 7 years old, and I'm just exaggerating, and you are...
I am seven.
You look it. And you are a tech guru, or you're a 13-year-old, and you run a tech company, and you're employing me, and you're paying me good money. I don't mind being your grandfather and working there. And I'll take what it takes to be a staff of that place, as long as at the end of the day, it adds up. So pride, I say it again, if you are poor and you are proud, pride on its own will kill you. But if you add poverty to that mix, you are finished.
Lagos, let's listen to this guy's... So it was more like a rant for him because for the life of him, he could not understand a person who constantly asks him for money, urgent 2K, urgent 5K. He gives. It's his friend.
You're too big.
But then he made an offer and the guy said to him, if you don't want to help me again, just say
I don't want to help you.
Which
again?
One is that I should come and be doing delivery for you? What's all that?
That's the money. That's what I do to give you the money you ask.
That's you, Stretch. Why so angry?
I'm upset.
0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. If you are a lady, you can call 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. The phone lines are open. Let's muse on this particular rant this morning. The young man is asking,
Did
I do something wrong? Join the conversation, Lagos. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yo, yo, yo! What's up, Lagos? Yeah!
Yes to life. Good morning.
That's what time it is.
Joy calling.
Joy.
Hi, Joy.
CS. Oh my God!
Oh,
I just narrate the story. I just vex.
He vexed me too.
I just vex.
Joy, can you imagine?
Somebody that wants to put food on your table.
Hey.
So the person said he's poor, but he wants to die inside.
I tell you.
Who told you that he's poor?
To be collecting money from.
But who told you that he's poor?
Termites.
Destroying things.
Lost his life forever.
Parasites.
Thank you.
Parasites.
Joy, why so angry?
Why would you be angry? If you talk too much, you collect yourself.
Water. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? We lost that call.
God.
What did God do to you this morning?
He's the creator.
Hello, good morning. Hello. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah. What's your name?
Cheers to life. Good
My
morning.
My name is Tosin.
Tosin, go ahead, Jerry.
That guy is a very lazy guy.
Yes.
Hey, God. God.
He'd rather collect handout than work.
Urgent 2K.
Lazy.
Oh, if we see him, we'll beat him.
He's a lazy guy.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
Calling. Why are you guys so angry?
Please speak up before we... Why are you so angry? You collect, oh.
Breathe. Who's Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, dear.
What?
I think the ladies are more concerned.
Let
this
them
morning.
Call.
All the ladies are calling and the female lines are blazing.
What's up, Lagos? Let's go.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Yeah, I think the guy is really arrogant.
Yes.
But I think what he should look at is, okay, let's do it as a couple business.
A what?
Like a couple business.
Couple, if like we're married.
Actually interested in her, They are friends, right?
Yes.
They are friends. So you should say that, okay, this is my friend. You should just forget about pride and arrogance. You should just say that, man, I hustle everybody, hustle for Lagos.
Or he should die in his poverty.
I tire.
Yes.
And stop asking for urgent.
Nonsense.
It's not a shame to beg, but it's not a shame to walk.
No, nonsense. Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
But, guys, you see, this is one person's perspective that you heard, and that's because he's the reporter here. Now, you don't even know how he told the guy.
Till the other
manner in which he presented the...
You the know, other guy is even too proud to call him. He should have called in and defended himself. Please, let's speak called Jamangu. I'm upset.
Whatever happened to objectivity?
Objectivity how? You call someone to do... Okay, the audience took a part. Is it a lie?
It's not a lie.
Okay, the part of you coming to deliver for me, is it the statement the guy made, like, okay, please, if you don't want to help me,
if he felt that it was disrespectful or it was a use me to make money.
Okay, I use you to make money and I give you money. You are working for me. I use you to run my errands.
Your errands?
Yes, my errands that gives me money. And I'm paying you for the errands I'm running.
So that I don't have to give you urgent 5K?
Yes. I can still give you the urgent 5K if you need more than that. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Like you make 15K and you say, bro, please, my next delivery, please, I need this. That's okay, take, because you're doing something. Mm-hmm. But you sit back home and tell me, say, please speak call. I don't know why I'm saying this.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, dear, oh, dear. Sorry about that. If that was you, please call back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
This is cold version, mm-hmm. Abby.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. My name is Prudence. I'm calling from Ayobo.
Prudence, right. Go ahead.
So this guy, he has pride, though. Like, he's very, very proud. I don't understand. I want to help you, and you're feeling like you're entitled to my money. Who does that?
Who does that?
Like, who does that in 2022?
Like, even in 1960.
I want to give you a way to make more money. You are feeling entitled.
Carton.
So don't be doing that.
Carton like him. Carton. Industrial carton.
Why so angry?
Nonsense.
Though?
No. That's wrong now.
Yes,
wrong.
Now. Oh, wrong
you
now.
You can't be feeling so proud. On my help.
Oh, to low lower.
On my own help again. You're feeling so proud.
Oh, low lower. You're too proud.
Okay, Prudence.
Thank you, Jerry.
Drink ice water.
For
hello.
What?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Good morning.
What's your name, sir?
This is Ekene. I call him.
Ekene, Nkemo.
All right, go ahead.
Ekene, which side of this guy's cheek should we slap? Left or right?
I know violence.
Wait now.
Oh yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
I hope you guys have bought a bigger bell.
A bigger bell?
Yeah.
What happened to this one?
It is not loud enough.
Giovanni's.
Ekene,
you want us to have church here?
Ekene, go ahead.
See this matter.
I hold my audience to get you hold your poverty.
Of course now, because yes. I don't know.
We have to go for a quick break, but if you can call us back.
We'll
you
buy a big bear.
Listening to your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
All right, check the time. It's 3 minutes past our 11, and we're asking you, where do you draw the line when you're helping someone? Where do you, and we, the scenario was laid across a friend whose other friend always calls him from Ibadan, give me something, he don't read, though. Bros, anything for your boy, 5K, 2K, 3K. Then he decides one day, this guy can help me do deliveries now. I have this, I do, and I pay people 15K, 7K, 9K. This my friend can do it for me now. What's up? And he tells him, and the friend says, come on now, me and you, me I can't do work for you. If not help you, don't help me now. And he too says, okay, sorry, but let's maintain our friendship. And we're saying, where do you actually draw the line? Did it come from a good place? I think it did. Did that friend act wrongly? I don't know. But what do you think? Do we draw a line somewhere? Do you say, this my friend is in need, but I don't know what he will feel if I tell him there is a clerk
position available in my office. He will say, you are the GM and you are giving me clerk. Me, a whole graduate, I was smarter than you in school. But you don't have a job at the moment. Well, we'll ask you to come on, but we read some messages here. The lines are open for you to be part of. Good morning, my people. There are two sides to a coin. This friend doesn't need the help. That's why sometimes I'm careful, even when helping people. The guy should come down from his high horse. As for me, I'll stop sending him money. My opinion, Mark from Ikeja. Mark, thank you. What's up, Lagos? Why can't I work for my friend? The guy must be stupid and lazy.
Wow.
Work and earn. That's so very angry. Dignifying. You ain't working for him. You're working for survival. I'm pissed right now. Phil from Shasha. Phil, welcome to the club. My late dad will tell me that it is better to take pride in earning peanuts than begging for handouts. Pride will not put food on your table. I want gang or gentuki. Muidin. Thank you, Jerry. What's up, Lagos? Good morning, my beautiful people. It is Sakpa that will be that guy's companion for life. Amen. Very ungrateful and unnecessarily proud. Leave me alone. Let me, I can see my amen. Very ungrateful and unnecessarily proud fella. Yemi from Ikorodu. Yemi, thank you very much, Jerry. God. So we'll go to the phone lines right now. If you have an opinion on this, please let us have it. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. And if you're a lady, 01465-7190. And give me my what's up, Lagos, when you get to call in.
And don't forget, you can also tweet at us with the hashtag What's Up Lagos. We'd like to hear from you, so go ahead and join the conversation. The phone lines are open. Let's go there. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
I will never get used to this. Never.
Yeah, you know what?
Yes.
The owner of our life said, pride before a fall. That man has already fallen with a prideful life in him. And it might be too difficult for him to rise.
If he ever rises again.
Yeah, he may not rise again.
Yes,
Satan did not rise again.
Yes,
but you can pray on his behalf.
Oh, I will pray.
Intercessive spirit.
I will even fast.
Fast. No, there are certain spirits.
Yes, sir.
That will not listen to mere prayer. I said, back it up by fasting.
Amen. Okay.
Right. So you have to do that on his behalf.
Okay. I will do that right now.
So I will leave the business that I want to do.
And start praying for somebody who...
And be praying for somebody who's been bugging me for money.
Who should go
I don't have
you?
A problem. Here it is. I do not have a problem with helping my friends every now and again, because we all need, you know, we all get into tight situations once in a while. But if I have a way to help you and I present it to you and then you literally just hit my hand off.
A more permanent and dignifying, because I don't feel good giving my peer handouts. It's not the best. If I have 1 billion and I'm giving you 100,000,
that friend that always begs
demeaning.
me, I'm always going to be dodging.
Yeah, it's demeaning. It is.
But, well, again, please, I want to give a... I want to balance it. What if...
What if what?
This guy...
Yes.
...has a better job that he probably has been eyeing as opposed to driving these delivery trucks or
this is,
picking
this
up
is
cars.
This is what I can give you now. Take it.
This but I know I that you can do better.
Yes, but I'm doing good.
But I want better. What's wrong with looking for better?
Then go and look for better somewhere else.
I'm looking for better where I know that
come
there
and
is better.
That's entitlement.
So what?
That's entitlement.
So what?
You haven't had an entitlement to that guy's problem.
So what? Nonsense. So what? Yeah. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up,
Lagos? What's up, Lagos?
What's up,
Lagos?
Lagos, cheers to life. Good morning.
What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Jean-Vierve.
Jean-Vierve.
Oh,
okay.
Jean-Vierve. Okay.
Yes, so concerning the topic today.
Yes, ma'am.
I think the guy is an entitled, lazy person.
Mm-hmm.
And... I'm saying this from an experience. So, my husband had this and colleague of his. They were working in the same company.
Okay.
But the funny thing was that every time, because the guy, of course, was working there, so he always knew when they paid salary. So, every time they pay, he would, you know, send my husband a message to give him maybe 5,000, 10,000. So, he was working in the same company. He would say, I used to going to do this. I'm not like a nice person. So, he was always giving him money every time. So So what I was like, instead of giving this guy money, why not advise him? If the money and money is not enough, then try to do something else, like advise him on possible things he can do. Mm-hmm. Do you know what this guy told my husband? That he didn't ask for his advice.
Hey!
Oh, but you want my money?
Hey, God!
Hey! Yeah, you can kiss my money goodbye.
Oh my God! Oh, my advice and my money are twins. Yeah.
Wow! Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you so much.
Very
just similar to this.
It's shocking, rather, that
Yeah, I didn't ask for advice.
Okay, I didn't ask for advice. Because I came here for money.
Is everybody asked for 5K?
I came for money.
Marianne, look at the
advice, not a work for
you. Look at the bright side. Somebody is even asking for that job. Good morning, Marianne and Stretch. Please give me the guy's contact. I define that kind of work, sir. Dave from Ijai.
God bless you also, Dave.
God bless you, Dave.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, sorry. If that was you, please call us back. Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos? Turn off your radio.
What's up, Lagos? Please turn off your radio.
Good morning.
Morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Please, I need more bell.
Yes.
Cheers to life.
You don't have to stress issue. Please, I need that guy's contact. I need that job.
Are you Dave?
I need the job.
Abby, very okay. Don't worry. Let's hope the job is still available.
That guy has pride, and he needs to bury his pride.
Yes, before the pride buries him.
Before the pride buries him.
Mm-hmm.
And people who need that job are here.
Plenty.
Please connect me. I need a job.
Thank you, Jerry. God bless you so much.
Job will come.
Thank you.
Can you see this life?
The thing
that you are looking down on another person is asking for.
You know, Mayor, we even skipped the part where he said, if you're... driver's license is not even up to date. I will give you money.
We skipped that part.
I will give you money to get yourself up to date and do. Even if you don't work for me after this, you will have a driver's license you did not have before.
Mm.
Come on.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Good morning.
Good morning, Anna.
Morning, Mercy.
Merci for me, Kodo.
Kodo.
Last boy.
Kodo.
Yes, sir, Kodo.
I think that guy has pride. Mm-hmm. And maybe he's doing that intentionally. Maybe you know that his friend is so buoyant enough.
Mm.
So maybe when he needs some money for his side chick or for his babe, he just track that guy. So let Ojen 2K, Ojen 5K, where he cannot be able to work.
He's not only proud, he's shameless.
He's shameless.
Yes.
He's too rude.
Okay.
You should forgive my coconut head, though.
This man is
not... I'm sending message to our sister station.
God,
thank you for giving me that number yesterday.
Yeah, you are forgiving. Go and sin no more.
Well done.
Oh, God.
Go and sin no more.
Oh, God. All right, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
You say?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
Cheers to life. Good morning.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Ezekiel. Calling from Lekki.
Ezekiel. Yeah. Now, go ahead. You have the floor.
Well, that guy is village people. He seems to play with Ezekiel. I bet. How can I get that guy contact? I need that kind of job, bro.
People, they find the work. Yes,
sister, that name they gave you, Queen of Sheba, fit you.
He said, Queen of Sheba. Why
does it fit me?
He said,
that kind of thing. No. That one is no more pride. That one is foolishness. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for calling.
I sure you have seen this woman. Aibe.
She has now, they're calling her Queen of Sheba.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Yeah.
Good morning.
Yes. Please, I want to find out, is that offer still available?
That means which place, Oshogbo or any of them, just deliver anywhere.
Whether the job is still available, because there are many people willing to get that opportunity
I'm telling you, as for
the friend, he's just very ungrateful.
Very ungrateful fool.
Yeah, that's just what I have to say.
All right, thank you so much for calling in.
Let's talk about the fact that this guy is still willing to stay friends with him.
Yeah.
And then it's brought him to, so I want to look at the gaslighting part of it,
mm-hmm.
and the fact where the friend is now wondering that, oh, maybe I overstepped my bounds, or maybe I shouldn't have.
Yeah. So that shows you how nice.
Why do we gaslight people who try to help us?
Those that gaslight.
Some people don't even realize that they're being gaslighted.
Yeah. So that shows you how good this guy is as a person. He's even looking at it, okay, maybe I actually crossed. Maybe I overdid it. Maybe I out of my good heart, oversabi. Look, I'll just be my friend the way you were. Forget the fact that I asked. But really, really, that was what he could do. That was all that was on the table. I mean, like, this way I'm making the money, I'm giving this urgent 5K. Come and be part of this. Come and partner with me. Just that you deliver, I'll get the contact. You know?
I'm curious. If after you have refused my offer,
you still ask me
again. Would you be able, what face would you be able to put up to ask me for more money?
Unless Thunder is not busy.
Thunder! Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Are you there?
What's up, Lagos?
I went this call.
You're coming up.
What's up? You have arrived.
Thank God.
You guys
fixed
my call.
Yes, that's what we're looking for.
After many, many years.
Hey, sorry. He's the devil.
You are forgiving.
Oh, yeah, thank
this
you.
Is Harrison from First Start.
Harrison, welcome to the show.
There are people like that in First Start. A lot of them are in First Start. Yeah. They would not want to work, but they want to collect 2K from you.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. You call them, oh, yeah, come, follow me, let's go and do work. I don't get power.
And they'll be sagging. They'll be sagging, Abby. All of them will be sagging their shorts.
They're working like this. They'll gather. They'll say, oh, that far. Find me something, make I just eat and I'll eat today. But when I follow people, go do the work now. They don't go really follow you. They are like that everywhere.
Can you imagine?
Have a nice day.
Thank you for calling, bro.
He's raised a very important issue. Why do we have so many young people who are supposed to be able-bodied, but are too lazy, too tired, don't want to do nothing, but you want money, you want quick money?
Yeah, a couple of days ago, we were talking about something here in the studio where someone was being advised as per, don't do this, do that, do this. And the person looks at it and, why are you? Is it because you're already there? It didn't come in one day. That guy is saying, that money you're asking me for, come, let's go and make it together. And you're saying you've not eaten. You are tired. Give me 2K. Let me eat now. Don't worry. I don't want to follow you to go and work. I don't get power. What does that mean? So this guy now...
If I acted like you, where would you see the 2K for?
Do they know that? This guy now, you don't even have the driver's license to drive. I will help you get it up to date. Then if you get it up to date, you won't buy fuel. The car is mine. Deliver to here and get your money. That's all. But that's just too much. You rather sit back and get 2K, 3K. And according to Mercy, for your side chick.
Okay. For those of you who are just joining us, I'm going to let Stretch read through the story again.
I'll read it angrily, so you don't need that. I can just summarize it.
Why
I'm
so
upset.
Angry? Who took
I'm
your
upset.
Sweet?
Someone, see, people, this is it. Someone, a friend, has another friend, and the friend is always calling and saying, give me 5K, please. Things rough, Baba. Nothing day. Everywhere, ground, no level. He will keep sending 5K, 3K, 2K, here, there, every time. Then it got to a point, the guy said, okay, can I take it a step further? Can I see how I can help you? Dude, do you have a driver's license? Say, yes, but it's not up to date. I'll give you money to go and renew it. Why? I want you to come and do some deliveries for me. You see, when people deliver to Oshogbo, I pay as much as 15K. And you don't have to buy fuel on the way. Anything you incur on the way is on me. If you go near Ibadan, 10K. Some places, 5K. But while you are waiting for the big runs to happen, you have some money in between. Can you come and do that with me? And the guy goes, if no I help me, no help me now.
Why you going to come to them? I can't walk under you.
I can't walk under you. I'll for you. Guy, check him now. I won't see him now. If no one help me, leave him now. You know.
Not because I beg you to.
Because I asked you for 2K. The 5K will give myself. No, you never read 3 weeks. Now, what to you? Make I want to walk under you. And we're asking you, how does this happen? Where do we draw the line in helping? Has this guy crossed the line? Has he overdone it?
Mm-hmm.
Or is he in line? Is it this?
But what is wrong with caring for your friends that much to want to help them, to go further than just giving them handouts, than, you know, and to get a job? Because this is what he was trying to say. I have a business that's thriving.
Mm-hmm.
I want to bring you in on it, and you can get paid daily a certain mm-hmm. amount of money, which you might probably not make in 2 months because you keep asking me for 2,000, 5,000. Help me, help me, help me, help me.
Okay, no way, no, no. All right, what's up, Lagos? As in, the guy demands, this is a message, not me, rejecting such offer. It's very possible anything good will come his way ever again. He even stood far between a better chance of making it big off this guy. Ungrateful, bleep, everywhere. The guy in Almagiri, Pro Max, Beasley from Bariga.
That's not even nice, man.
What's up, Lagos? Please, I need the driving job. Connect me. Oh, people are asking. What's up, Lagos? My friend in the US, Javi, was a very generous man while in Nigeria. But he went broke. Only few of us came out for him. One day after he relocated to the US, he said to me, Baba, I stingy now. I was laughing. Now I am abroad. I really understand him. Baba, if I dash you one naira, it's God that talked to me. The only people I give anything willingly without thinking is my mom and dad, pending till I have kids. And they kids will even work for the money before I give them, to let them know how to be grateful for anything they will get in life. Gratitude is key. Constantine is your name. What's up, Lagos? I am angry. My anger can start a generator. DT guy is that guy, rather. That guy is too proud and arrogant. I guess he is a neighbor to stretch. Yeah. Ayo. Ayo. Hey. If I knew it was ended, I wouldn't have. Ayo. Don't worry. I'll see you after closing.
So Joy Forever here on Twitter says, that tweet got to you too, eh? That man is a lazy man. He wants free money, urgent 2K. He can't drive for 15K for his mechanic friend. The man is still living in delusion. Happy birthday. We know CK go stretch. Don't mind him. All these politicians, they are after What's Up Lagos. I don't understand.
She's talking about the sound of...
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we have about a minute to go, so we'll take one more call before we go for another break. And when we come back, I will give you a refresher on that story. Turn off your radio. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Lagos! What's up? Lagos!
Stretch to life. Good morning.
After so many months, you will pick my call.
Yay!
You give somebody heart attack by not picking call.
It's okay, not bad. It's the devil.
It's the devil.
It's not good. Who's devil care? The devil have phone.
Are you supporting him? Are you defending the devil?
In fact, I don't know.
Leave him alone. Don't mind him.
Thank God. Finally, at least you pick.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, this is IK from Owode.
IK, how are you?
Go ahead, please.
I'm fine, though. I'm okay.
All right. IK is okay. If you want to abuse us, abuse us separately.
Stop going through the corners.
When I'm even thinking whether one day I'll come and eat rice on that.
We'll be table. You want to eat rice on our head? Are we table?
IK. Nee, tiki fede.
IK.
Present.
IK, I'll quit the okay.
I'm okay.
IK, the okay.
Go ahead.
Well, meanwhile, concerning that guy, in fact,
that ragamuffin.
I've been thinking about it since I've been listening to people.
Mm.
Do you know that I have a friend like that?
Jehovah, yes.
I established a company and I employed this my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And along the line, the friend helped me to run down the place.
Helped you to run it down?
I'm telling you. So when he ran it down, it turned out to be that we couldn't meet up the financial obligation of the company anymore.
Okay.
He now left and got on that job. Going to almost like 7 years now, and the guy cannot, he doesn't even call, doesn't even greet me, doesn't even talk to me anymore.
Okay.
And he happens to be my friend.
Wow.
You know? So the reason of it, there are some people that, if you know that they are like pests, I advise that we find a way to avoid them.
Our website.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
What's up?
What's up, Lagos? Okay, we're so sorry. We had to go on that break.
We had to. Sorry about that. 11:38 on the clock, and we can still take a couple of more. Just in case you missed what we're talking about, we're asking, how far can you actually go? Where do you draw the line as per when you want to help someone? How far can you go? A guy who's been bugged by his friend, give me something, find me something, country dry, ground low level, urgent 2K, 3K, 5K. He's been doing that. Then when he went on for such a while, he said, I got a small business. I'm a mechanic and I deliver vehicles to people and I pay them 15K, 10K, 7K, depending on when. You don't pay for fuel. You just go and come back. Why can't you do this for me? By the way, do you have a driver's license? You don't have one. Can I renew for you so you can do this and make some money by the side? And the guy goes, if you know what help me, you know help me. Well, besides, I would work for you. How that one want be now? Now what for you? And this guy's asking, okay, sorry, let's just maintain our friendship so it stays that way. We're asking, where do you draw the line? Is there a place to draw the line? 0700-993-993-993. And if you're a lady, 01465-7190.
And you can tweet at Nigeria Info FM, of course, on Twitter. And I think you could, yes, send us with the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos on WhatsApp. You can send us messages. We want to read from you today. It's a situation, I'm sure lots of us have those kinds of friends that would rather take from you, but then if you gave them an opportunity to work for that same money, they'd rather not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go back to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? What's up?
Reg to life. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
My name is Obunna. I'm calling from Ajah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Obunna, go ahead.
I've had a friend like that,
okay,
who was jobless for some time, and then he was like, bro, how far now? So each time he calls me, I send him something, though.
Okay.
So one day I was like, instead of me sending you something, okay, come, I will teach you the business I'm doing. I'm an automobile dealer. So let me put you through so you see some things we're doing then. He come and join me. After a week, he was like, guy, I need to start making money and be like you now. You didn't wear better clothes and all that. I was like, are you kidding me?
After a week?
He started bringing that he needs to change his phone, he needs to do this and do this. I come out there and say, bro, we don't go to work together, but go front. Before you go, call the thing out of that thing.
Can so, you friends, be that?
Seriously, I've had one also whom keep on bugging me every day for money. When I offer him job to do, he said, no, how can he be doing a driving work that he's bigger than driving work now? He can't do a driving work.
But it's not bigger than taking your money.
Yeah, bigger than 2,000, 3,000, 5,000. Those are their family members are Sakba.
I'm telling you.
So all the about their neighbors are Sakba.
Yes, they are Sakba community. Sakba local government area.
Those are not the kind of friends people should keep. Once you see that kind of a thing, just
let them go.
Connect yourself from them. Let them go out there.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. Just by the way, from the television, we are seeing that Rishi Sunak has been appointed UK Prime Minister.
Yes, he went to see the King at Buckingham Palace.
Having tete-a-tete with the King.
Yes, and just worthy of note is that the King has had two Prime Ministers in the little time that he's become a King. So it's worthy of note, I must say. But Rishi Sunak, interesting guy, very intelligent guy. I think, if you ask me, should have been the Prime Minister in the first place instead of Liz.
I don't know why it didn't happen, but I'm now glad it
I like
has
that
happened.
They backtracked, but let's see what Rishi has to offer the UK. But let's come back to
Let's
Nigeria.
Come back. Rishi, congratulations. We'll meet at your party.
Yes. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Nobody's home. We can hear you breathing anyway. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Hey.
Wow,
wow. I got you guys
today.
Yay! Yay! What's your name? My name is Chika. I'm calling from
Surere. Chika, okay, how are Chika. You?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You sound like a very pleasant person.
Yeah, I enjoy Nigerian Info from day one.
Oh, great.
Thank you.
When Nigerian Info started, I have enjoying you people. You guys are so wonderful.
Thank you,
You have
Chika.
Improved my English. You know, in fact, I have learned a lot from Nigerian Info. I'm so grateful.
Thank you, Chika.
We're grateful that you listen to us.
All right, Chika, go ahead.
For the guy.
Yeah.
The guy is so lazy. I don't know, the youth of these days, they don't want to work. But for me, I won't give him any money again.
Okay.
I won't give him anything again. I'll cut off the relationship. Because that kind of person, bringing him closer, the spirit of jealousy will enter him.
True.
And he can ruin your life out of jealousy.
Okay. Chika, thank you very much for calling.
Thank
Chika.
You for sharing. All right, quickly, let's run through some messages here.
Yes.
Mariana Stretch, I'm Caesar. There's a way we used to dismiss people who feel entitled.
I think when you read that message before.
Asking for money.
Yeah, you read that message before.
No, I don't think
before we went on the break, yes.
Okay. All right, someone said the guy doesn't have sense because he can be doing the delivery and when coming back, take passengers back to Lagos, make him earn more money. Shake my head, Celestine. All right, this one says, good morning. This is not for us startup. All right, and this what's up Lagos. I had one guy like that who always he's always begging me for assistance, and I helped him the little way I could. Do you know that this same guy who posted up himself at the club on Friday doing TGIF and flaunting it on WhatsApp and IG? At the point I stopped picking his calls or replying his chats. This
so you were busy funding his lifestyle, his champagne lifestyle.
Say the guy deserves flogging himself. Imagine the rubbish. Imagine somebody that asked you for urgent 2K. Now he's turning up. Even if it's not your money, you're using to turn up. Set your priorities right. You know, set them right. If you're going to come to beg for 2K, why you wear their popping champagne that can change your destiny? Really, why? Some people say it's just for fun, but fun. All right, it's 11:45 on the clock, and we're still taking calls. 0700-993-993-993.
Hello, good morning.
See,
sorry.
Because you didn't let me say the ladies' line. Or 01465-7190. 01465-7190.
All right, we're taking more of your calls this morning. Ladies, join the conversation. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Good morning.
What's Lagos, up? How are you doing today?
We're doing good. We are cold and there's flood.
Correct. I just want to quickly paint this picture.
Okay.
Because we are all talking about don't give. But I have a friend I used to know, we used to hustle together, and at the time there was a problem. And then to ask for 2K, 1K, 2K. And I'm like, ah, guy, this is what they do. Come on, we'll go to the hustle together now. That time I used to work in a bakery. Come on, go to the restaurant together now. Guy said, guy, I know if you do that more. Even there was a day he came and we go fetch firewood for a very far place. And the guy was like, you know what you do? Firewood for this kind of place. You know, as God will have it now, you know, he managed to travel out. And then the day he wanted to travel out, I mean, I didn't know because he didn't even tell me at all.
Wow.
He called me and asked for some money. And I'm like, guy, I don't get that money, not knowing that he was using that as a trap just to make me feel like, okay, if you ask for money, you don't agree. Not. So I don't know, really, I heard that you guys don't travel out. So in this situation now, he now makes me feel like when he was asking me, maybe when he asked me for money, I didn't give him.
But did he give you the money to
now.
Keep?
I want to be so now, even me now, I'm like guilty of not helping him that very day. So sometimes these people that we are not happy, that they're asking them for 2,000, and then maybe we are fed up giving them this money. If they later make it, they will hold on to that thing.
God, let them hold.
But that's their problem. You sleep well at night, don't you?
So people are, and believe you me, some of them, they are on social media, they will come and say, that person did not help me when I was, it's a lie.
And you do your social media, you tell your side of the story, Ogbeni. I don't understand.
No, but the thing is, I get your point, but see, don't let these things...
You have to get my point.
Yes, we get your point.
What I'm trying to say is that most of these people that you are fed up
help him.
Mm.
When they later maybe make it.
If they make it, there's an if.
Something that they will say. And
which is
the
fine.
The world will believe them.
Which is fine. Which is,
you, the world will believe
which
them.
Is fine. Bro, the only thing is just as long as, like Marianne said, as long as you can sleep well at night, you know your heart of hearts that you didn't have that money. Mm. And you help that person when you did. So that's all you need. Forget about social media. It's all nothing.
Exactly.
All
right. So there's so much fake life out
Abby,
there.
Thank you so much for calling.
I'm sorry, but I would feel nothing. I'm so sorry. You finally went abroad. Okay, that abroad, the money that you got, is he begging you used to go to abroad?
You can't carry firewood.
Even the abroad you're going to, you're going to have to work for your money.
Yeah, maybe it's over there you can carry their own firewood. But you have to really have to
hustle your way up. But you see, once you jackpot, you have to work. It's not Nigeria. They don't dash money for free.
Some people think you get overseas, you just go about
money. There's a place that you pick money.
How much is it? Convert it. Convert what? For you see $1. My God.
I would never feel bad because I've helped you and then I've given you an opportunity, but you don't want it. Kukukimina.
Or go.
Kukukimi.
Go to your Japan now.
Kukukimi.
Japan.
Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning, sir.
Morning, sir. What's
your name? Is it Stench? Okay,
stretch. If you hear, no color.
Don't call it Stench.
Okay.
What's your name, sir?
My own story was like, I have a friend I used to give 102k, though.
Okay.
Well, he's a graduate. He's a very good friend. Because I used to pity somebody.
Mm.
He has been looking for a job, and now he got a job. Mm. He's a teacher now, but he's collecting peanuts. So sometimes I... But I will stop sending him money. You know why?
Why?
I will stop sending him now. Recently, I saw on his WhatsApp status, he's supporting Tinubu. So he said Yoruba Lokan. So I now ask him, when Tinubu was governor, I beg, how much did he give you? I think when Yoruba, when Obasanjo was governor,
That's personal now. He can support whoever he wants to now.
Even my brother. Apart from Peter Obi,
I knew it was going to that
it's
side.
Okay, so
but really speaking, he can support whoever he wants to.
You can have people support three different people. It has nothing to do with you wanting to give a person
anybody,
something.
His own view. If he doesn't want to follow what you're doing, he's still your friend.
It's fine.
These politicians are friends, though. They know themselves.
Exactly. They know where they should jam. Yeah, here, killing yourself about it.
Don't defend your friend.
I beg. Let's move away from that. We have about 5 more minutes to wrap up this conversation. I want to go back to the original message just before we go, okay, so that you guys can get a clear picture. I love how people are giving us their own first-hand experience from, you know, these kinds of friends. But let's go back. This guy said, there's a friend who always reaches out to me for small financial help, you know, 2K, 3K, 5K regularly. It became tiring and inconvenient for me to, you know, after countless times, I had to send him money. So I asked him if his driver's license was up to date. He said no. I said, okay, I will send you money to go and renew it if it will be convenient for you to help me pick up and deliver my customers' cars. For example, Oshogbo to Ibadan, I pay the driver between 7 to 8K just for a trip. Oshogbo to Lagos, I pay 15K. You're not buying any fuel or incurring any expenses. Just drive and deliver. Oshogbo to Ilesha, Ondo, Akure, Ekiti, I'll pay 10,000. So I told the guy, because he's based in Ibadan. And the truth is, I always have cars to pick up and to deliver. He will always be busy, and I saw it as a way to assist him. He said, let me tell you what he said. It's that it is somehow for him to be working for me or under me. Mm-hmm. Mm. So, of course, he now moved on to say, one John, why no be so it's supposed to be. If you say you no won't help me again or assist me again, talk calm. Which kind of thing be that? I really felt bad. But again, I thought that I felt like I was trying to help him. I didn't mean to disrespect him in any way. I have made up my mind to stop picking his calls. I don't know if I'd gone overboard, but I like to respect my peace of mind and stay in my lane. Normal. If you pick up a car from Lagos and bring it to Oshogbo, it's 15K. You finish. And I want to help you. So he said, for small things, for someone who's hustling in this present economic situation of the country, there are other deliveries too and other places that will keep him busy. But he says, I feel we can still be friends and work for each other. So this is what the guy is saying. And we're asking you, Lagos, today, how can you tell if somebody is taking you for granted? But we've had all kinds of conversations. We've had all kinds of experiences. But we have to go.
We have to go.
We have just 1 minute.
All right, absolutely. So let me read a couple.
We have 56 seconds. We have to go.
All right, the guy is not ready to work. Make I see that offer like 3 times a week. I go happy. All right.
Well, that's it for today, Lagos. We have to go. We have to go. My name is Mary Anacom. We'll be back tomorrow, and I hope that you all got to where you were going to today.
Yes.
In one piece. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and on Facebook, Nigeria Info. Search for us everywhere and click the like button. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram, MIMIEYO. Search for Mary Anne Dukukun everywhere else.
All right, I'm Stretch Original on Instagram, one word, and I'm Stretch Cool on Twitter. We'll be back tomorrow. Grace of God. Keep it locked right here, 99.3 Nigeria Info. I love you like I love no one.